2 Kings 22:3 through 2 Kings 23:30. Now in the 18th year of King Josiah, the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshulam, the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, "Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, and have him count all the money brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have collected from the people, and have them hand it over to the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and have them give it to the workmen who are in the house of the Lord to repair the damage to the house, to the carpenters, the builders, the masons, and for buying timber and cut stone to repair the house. However, no accounting shall be made with them for the money handed over to them, because they deal honestly." Then Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, who read it. Then Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought back the word to the king, and said, "Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house, and have handed it over to the workmen, who have the oversight of the house of the Lord." Moreover, Shaphan the scribe informed the king, saying, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read it in the presence of the king. When the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam the son of Shaphan, Achbor the son of Micaiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the king's servants, saying, "Go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people and all Judah concerning the words of this book that has been found. For the wrath of the Lord that burns against us is great, because our fathers did not listen to the words of this book, to act in accordance with everything that is written regarding us." So Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Achbor, Shaphan, and Asaiah went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe, and she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they spoke to her. Then she said to them, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Tell the man who sent you to me, this is what the Lord says. Behold, I am going to bring disaster on this place and on its inhabitants, all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, since they have abandoned me, and have burned incense to other gods, so that they may provoke me to anger with all the work of their hands. My wrath burns against this place, and it shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, this is what you shall say to him. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, regarding the words which you have heard. Since your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord, when you heard that I spoke against this place and against its inhabitants, that they would become an object of horror and a curse, and you have torn your clothes and wept before me, I have indeed heard you, declares the Lord. Therefore, behold, I am going to gather you to your fathers, and you will be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes will not look at all the devastation that I am going to bring on this place." So they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent messengers, and gathered them to all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. And the king went up to the house of the Lord, and every man of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem with him, and the priests, the prophets, and all the people, from the small to great. And he read in their presence all the words of the book of the covenant which was found in the house of the Lord. And the king stood by the pillar and made a covenant before the Lord, to walk after the Lord, and to keep his commandments, his provisions, and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to carry out the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people entered into the covenant. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the high priest, the priests of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out of the temple of the Lord all the utensils that had been made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the heavenly lights, and he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron Valley, and carried their ashes to Bethel. Then he did away with the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had appointed to burn incense on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the surrounding area of Jerusalem, as well as those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to all the remaining heavenly lights. He also brought out the Asherah from the house of the Lord, outside Jerusalem, to the brook Kidron, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and ground it to dust, and threw its dust on the graves of the common people. And he tore down the cubicles of the male cult prostitutes, which were in the house of the Lord, where the women were weaving hangings for the Asherah. Then he brought all the priests from the cities of Judah, and defiled the high places where the priests had burned incense, from Geba to Beersheba. And he tore down the high places of the gates that were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were on one's left at the city gate. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not go up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they ate unleavened bread among their brothers. He also defiled Topheth, which is in the valley of Sun Hinnom, so that no one would make his son or daughter pass through the fire for Molech. And he did away with the horses that the kings of Judah had given to the sun, at the entrance of the house of the Lord, by the chamber of Nathan-Melech, the official, which was at the covered courtyard, and he burned the chariots of the sun with fire. The king also tore down the altars that were on the roof, the upper chamber of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courtyards of the house of the Lord, and he smashed them there, and threw their dust in the brook Kidron. And the king defiled the high places that were opposite Jerusalem, which were at the right of the Mount of Destruction, which Solomon the king of Israel had built for Ashereth, the abomination of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, for Milcom, the abomination of the sons of Ammon. He also smashed to pieces the memorial stones, and cut down the Asherim, and filled their places with human bones. Furthermore, the altar that was at Bethel, and the high places which Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who misled Israel into sin, had made, even that altar and the high places he tore down. Then he burned the high place, ground the remains to dust, and burned the Asherah. Now when Josiah turned, he saw the graves that were there on the mountain, and he sent men and took the bones from the graves, and burned them on the altar, and defiled it in accordance with the word of the Lord which the man of God proclaimed, the one who proclaimed these things. Then he said, "What is this gravestone there that I see?" And the men of the city told him, "It is the grave of the man of God who came from Judah and proclaimed these things which you have done against the altar of Bethel." And he said, "Leave him alone. No one is to disturb his bones." So they left his bones undisturbed with the bones of the prophet who came from Samaria. Then Josiah also removed all the houses of the high places which were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had constructed, provoking the Lord to anger. And he did to them just as he had done in Bethel, and he slaughtered all the priests of the high places who were there on the altars, and burned human bones on them. Then he returned to Jerusalem. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, "Celebrate the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in this book of the covenant." Truly, such a Passover had not been celebrated since the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was celebrated to the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, Josiah removed the mediums, the spiritists, the household idols, the idols, and all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, so that he might fulfill the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might, in conformity to all the law of Moses. Nor did any like him arise after him. Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath with which his anger burned against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him. And the Lord said, "I will also remove Judah from my sight, just as I have removed Israel, and I will reject this city which I have chosen, Jerusalem, and the temple of which I said, 'My name shall be there.'" Now, the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went up to the king of Assyria at the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went to meet him. And when Pharaoh Necho saw him, he killed him at Megiddo. His servants carried his body in a chariot from Megiddo, and brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and anointed him, and made him king in place of his father. Matthew 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler, who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi, and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." And after hearing the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star which they had seen in the east went on ahead of them until it came to a stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now when they had gone, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So Joseph got up and took the child and his mother while it was still night, and left for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod. This happened so that what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Then, when Herod saw that he had been tricked by the Magi, he became very enraged, and sent men and killed all the boys who were in Bethlehem and all its vicinity, who were 2 years old or under, according to the time which he had determined from the Magi. Then what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead." So Joseph got up, and took the child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Then, after being warned by God in a dream, he left for the regions of Galilee, and came and settled in a city called Nazareth. This happened so that what was spoken through the prophets would be fulfilled: "He will be called a Nazarene." Acts 2:1-21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a noise like a violent rushing wind came from heaven, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting, and the tongues that looked like fire appeared to them, distributing themselves, and a tongue rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with different tongues, as the Spirit was giving them the ability to speak out. Now there were Jews residing in Jerusalem, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the crowd came together, and they were bewildered, because each one of them was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Why are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we each hear them in our own language to which we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues of the mighty deeds of God." And they all continued in amazement and great perplexity, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others were jeering and saying, "They are full of sweet wine." But Peter, taking his stand with the other 11, raised his voice and declared to them, "Men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, know this and pay attention to my words, for these people are not drunk, as you assume, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel. And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will have dreams. And even on my male and female servants I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy, and I will display wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth below. Blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Proverbs 1:8-19. Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not ignore your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful wreath for your head, and a necklace for your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let's lie in wait for blood, let's ambush the innocent without cause, let's swallow them alive like Sheol, even whole like those who go down to the pit. We will find all kinds of precious wealth. We will fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot with us. We will all have one money bag." My son, do not walk away with them. Keep your feet from their path, for their feet run to evil, and they are quick to shed blood. Indeed, it is useless to spread the baited net in the sight of any bird, but they lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush their own lives. Such are the ways of everyone who makes unjust gain. It takes away the life of its possessors. Psalm 2. Why are the nations restless, and the peoples plotting in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers conspire together, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let's tear their shackles apart and throw their ropes away from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, "But as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have fathered you. Ask it of me, and I will certainly give the nations as your inheritance, and the ends of the earth as your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware.' Now then, you kings, use insight. Let yourselves be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with reverence, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, that he not be angry, and you perish on the way. For his wrath may be kindled quickly. How blessed are all who take refuge in him.